So I played Resident Evil Revelations for the 3DS today. I'm not sure if this is the same demo that was in Resident Evil, the Mercenaries 3D for the 3DS. But they had a short demo. It was basically you played Jill Valentine, and she wakes up in this room. And she's talking to a guy. I couldn't really hear the audio very well. She has like this partner who's kind of a larger guy. It was kind of like a.
Not an alum.
No, he was a new character, which made me think Barry, but because he was larger, but not really. So one of the other reasons why I thought Barry was because they seem to be taking this game in a more back to the roots of Resident Evil.
So, like, gameplay-wise or stylistically?
A little bit of both, actually, because so you wake up, Jill Valentine wakes up, and she says, "I think I'm in a mansion."
Ha,
Because
really?
yes,
Really?
yeah,
God damn it.
literally, quote unquote, I think. I think I'm in a mansion.
Is it at least delivered well?
I couldn't tell. It's
All right.
well, the delivery's gotten a little better than you know. But so when I say back to the basics or back to the roots of Resident Evil, it's limited ammo, you know, like more emphasis on puzzle solving. As opposed to the Resident Evil 5 thing of run and gun, not very scary. So,
Ammo was still an issue, though.
ammo is still an issue, but
Not in the same way.
yeah. To kind of set up an example of what, you know, how it is, you go into a bathroom, you. Okay, so, okay, hold on. You go to a door, there's a lock on the door. It's like an
Does it
elect.
zoom in when you go through the door?
No.
That's
It's
disappointing.
RE4 style. You open the door.
Got it.
But there's an electronic lock on the door. The door has some screws in it. You go over to another door. It's a bathroom. The bathtub is filled with some strange looking liquid. It says, "Drain the tub?" Of course, you say yes because there's going to be something on the bottom of that bathtub,
It can't
as
possibly be a screwdriver.
well, I'm not gonna say anything about that, but well, yeah, actually, it is a screwdriver. So, but yeah, no, then you go and unlock the thing, and there are enemies there that are actually different from zombies. They're actually like weird water creatures that
Like they're
have.
in the water, or
No, they like
they're made out of
when they
water.
die, they kind of bubble up and kind of melt a little
Well, they've
bit,
always
which is
bubbled up.
not in the same way. It's kind of like it's kind of like you were in Fist of the North Star and they were already dead.
So here's something I want to get to. Is it's a 3DS game, it's a Resident
Yeah.
Evil game,
Yeah.
and I know the mercenaries didn't necessarily control the best, they didn't control the worst. What does this feel like?
It feels like Resident Evil 4.
So are you using the stylus on to move around,
No,
or?
you so it's so you can use the stylus to control the camera a little bit. Basically, not necessarily like in motion. If you've played Resident Evil 4, you know that it's basically RE1 controls with a behind the back scheme. It's a little different because the aiming mode switches to first person. You can strafe a little bit, which you couldn't in RE4. But it basically controls like that. You don't need a second analog stick. You left and right to pivot. It has tank controls. It just might not seem like it a little bit because there is no, it's a behind the back as opposed to a fixed camera.
Can you quick turn?
Yes, you can quick turn.
Important details.
Yeah, but it's a little different because there's like I didn't see any like location specific damage or anything like that. So it's both new and old.